ॐ शांति, ॐ शांति, ॐ शांति। A very good evening and greetings of peace to all of you, Baba's angels from everywhere around the world. First of all, I would like to extend to all of you multi-million-fold greetings for the celebration of 86th Shiv Jayanti celebrations, which is just around the corner. It is not only Shiv Baba's birthday, it is also our birthday. So many, many greetings in advance for the celebration of your birthday with Shiv Baba's birthday. The topic this evening is very much connected with the real Gita knowledge that Baba has given us. Destroyer of attachment and embodiment of remembrance. That is the essence of the real Gita that Baba is teaching us for the past 86 years. So I thought it was very appropriate to have this topic this evening. I was just thinking of a conversation a disciple and a guru had. A disciple went to a guru asking him, "Can you please tell me one word that could lead me to a life of enlightenment?" So the guru said, "Awareness." So the disciple asked the guru to explain a little bit more in detail, what is awareness? The guru said, "Awareness is awareness." Why I wanted to share this example is because life on earth is all based on awareness. Either you can have awareness of yourself as a body, or you can have the awareness of yourself as a soul. Because we are a combination of soul and body. So what happens when I have the awareness of myself as a body, it leads to bring out the negative qualities that are connected with the consciousness of the body, which is lust, greed, anger, attachment and ego. But instead, if I develop the awareness of myself as a soul, a being of light, which is eternal, immortal, imperishable, I will begin to emerge the positive values that are part of me. This actually happened on the battlefield when Arjuna was standing on the battlefield, and he is a warrior. His dharma is to fight. But when he was asked to fight, on the other side he could recognize his kith and kin, his bodily relatives. So the moment he began to identify himself as a body and see others as his bodily relatives, attachment begin to emerge. So he couldn't lift the weapons. He could not fight. He dropped the weapons. I think you know the Bhagavad Gita first chapter. That is when God of Gita has to enlighten Arjuna about the awareness of the soul. So 700 shlokas, verses in Gita was spoken by God of Gita to enlighten him that you are not body, you are a soul. And it took a long time for Arjuna to realize that he is a soul. And at the end of the 18th chapter, he surrendered himself to God and said, God, now I have understood. I am not this body. I am a soul. I have conquered attachment. I have destroyed attachment. And I have become the embodiment of remembrance. So this is exactly the essence of Baba's knowledge. To destroy attachment, we need to become embodiment of remembrance. But before going into detail about how to become embodiment of awareness, remembrance, I would just like to take you into the understanding the difference between attachment and love. Because very often in our world today, we have attachment with someone and we call it as love. And so it is very important, if I really want to destroy attachment, I must know the difference between love and attachment. So in fact, attachment is actually conditional love. Conditional love I have for the body, bodily relations, objects, whatever belongings I have, possessions. That is why Baba always mentions that attachment always begins with mine. You know, from the Copper Age onwards, this is how we developed attachment, by considering the body as mine, and then it got extended to bodily relations, then the possessions and other things. So attachment is conditional love. Attachment is expectations, which brings disappointment. Attachment is actually perverted form of love. There are three types of love in our world today. Love for sex is called lust. Love for the body, blood relationship is attachment. And love for God is called devotion. And so if I want to conquer attachment before destroying it, I just need to replace. I was thinking, we cannot really destroy attachment, but we can definitely replace attachment with detachment. You know, when we talk about detachment, some people misunderstand detachment as keeping away from people, don't care for somebody, or, you know, isolating myself to become dry. In fact, that is not the right meaning of detachment. Detachment can be defined as unconditional love, when I say unconditional love, what I mean is that the person with whom you have love, you know, if they are going through some kind of turmoil or some kind of challenges in their life, if their state of mind, what they are going through, affects my life, my state of mind, that is called attachment. Because my state of mind is based on what the other person is going through. Or sometimes, you know, a mother will take care of the child, bring him up, make him study, he will have job, he will start working, and as he grow up, he will, you know, keep away from the parents. But the parents had expectation that I have brought up my son, he is going to take care of us when we are old. So attachment hurts you. You take sorrow out of attachment. I did so much. Look what I am receiving now. But in detachment, you have acceptance. Detachment is acceptance and also respect. You know, understanding that each soul have their own part to play and you have done your duty. See, that is why we love God a lot. And God is praised as love, not as ocean of attachment. Why? Because he is detached, he is loved by everyone. So if I want God to love me also, I don't have to make effort to be loved by God. I only have to make effort to detach myself. The more I detach, the more I will be loved. So when I look at God, you know, how he is detached. You know, he is detached observer, looking at everything that is happening in our life, what we are going through, what mistakes we are doing. But God is not affected by anything that is happening in our life. And he does not stop doing his duty, giving his love, giving his blessing, sustaining us. So that is detachment. And so it is very important, in order to have detachment, I need to create the first awareness about myself as a soul. You know, when I have forgotten that I am a soul, when I begin to identify myself as body, then automatically I begin to get attached to my own body and then bodily relations, etc. So when I begin to practice soul consciousness, the true self-awareness about myself, I begin to realize I am a being of love. When I realize I am a being of love, I am not anymore needy for love. You know, I am not anymore having desire that somebody should love me, somebody should approve me, you know, somebody give attention to myself. Just like a flower, the nature of the flower is to give fragrance. Whether people take it or not, the flower is giving out its fragrance constantly. So I begin to realize that I am a soul, I am love, I am a being of love, and I feel abundant love within myself. just like a flower is full of fragrance. And so there is a feeling of giving, giving and giving. So there is no expectation. So we should not mix up attachment with love. Attachment actually creates worry. Love brings concern. You are concerned about your bodily relation. You are concerned about your body. But attachment creates worry. Attachment actually creates burden. Love has responsibility. Attachment is possessiveness. Love is freedom. So this is why Baba says that you came alone as a soul. You did not even bring the body. And now you have to go alone without your body. So I need to develop the consciousness. The first step to destroy attachment, I need to change my awareness from having the awareness of myself as a body into the awareness of the soul. That is why the first lesson, the second chapter in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is all about soul consciousness. And that is why Baba talks about soul consciousness in every murli without fail. Why? Because unless I become soul conscious, I cannot become God conscious. It is the relationship of the soul with God. And that is why the first step to destroy attachment, transform attachment into detachment, I need to develop the awareness of myself as a soul, imperishable, immortal, eternal, who exists forever. So this realization helps me to enlighten myself. But of course, just the awareness is not enough. You know, we always play the game, awareness and forgetfulness, remembrance and forgetfulness. And that is not going to help me to destroy attachment. So that is why the word that is used in Gita was embodiment of awareness. What it means to become embodiment. If you want to embody the awareness of the soul, you need to practice. With practice of awareness, you become embodiment. You know, we have heard Brahma Baba's life story. That in the beginning, when Brahma Baba realized that he is a soul, he practiced it constantly over many years. I am a soul, you are a soul, this one is a soul. So continuous awareness has to be maintained. But many of us, what do? We know I am a soul, we think we are already soul conscious. Knowing is not becoming embodiment. Knowing is the first step. Accepting is the second step. Knowing is from the head. Accepting is from the heart. But the third stage, being. Being a soul. That is called embodiment of soul consciousness. See, Brahma Baba was that. How do we know? Because anyone who used to come in front of Brahma Baba, even a new person without having the knowledge of the soul, the moment Brahma Baba will look into his eyes, that soul becomes soul conscious. Without even taking any lesson. So that is the power of soul conscious practice. Baba had. So I think we all need to practice the awareness of the soul as we talk, as we walk, as we sit, as we perform actions constantly, so that we can embody. Sometimes I call it as soaking myself. You know, when what it means to embody, you soak yourself in that awareness. You go into the depth of that awareness. And there are 7 stages that we can practice soul consciousness and become the embodiment during the day. I just mentioned the 7 stages. I'm not going to go into the detail. The first stage is what we call in Hindi, Dehi Abhimani. That means separation and comparison. And second is Atma Abhimani, which is soul consciousness. And thirdly, Videhi. And fourthly, Ashariri, bodiless. Fifth is actually angel, avyakt. 7 is seed form stage. And lastly, lost in the love of Baba. So we can choose to practice these 7 stages of soul consciousness at different times during the day, so that we can embody that awareness into our, you know, subconscious mind. So that at any time, even if you are sleeping, if somebody will ask you, who are you? You will say, I am a soul. But today, we still remember our body. You know, we identify ourselves with the body because we are not 100% embodiment of soul consciousness. So I would suggest that first of all, in order to destroy attachment, I need to understand the difference between attachment and love, so that I don't, go into the wrong path thinking love is attachment. And secondly, I not just know the knowledge of the soul, but I practice. In order to practice, you need to have attention. You know, attention, practice gives you experience. And when I am experienced that I am really a soul and also interact with others in that soul consciousness, that is what happened to Arjuna, you know, in Bhagavad Gita. At the 18th chapter, after all the dialogue, he realized that the ones whom he was looking on the other side, they were not bodies, they were souls, beings of light, eternal, imperishable, immortal. And so this is why this is going to be a long practice for us. So once I am able to embody soul consciousness, then I can have accurate remembrance of Baba. I cannot conquer attachment without having God's power, without having the love of God in my life. And that is why I said we cannot really destroy attachment, but we can replace attachment with detachment, unconditional love that we receive from God. So my own experience is how I have overcome attachment is by developing, deepening soul consciousness and deepening my relationships with God. You know, it's very, very important. When I have all relationships with God, not even one relationship is missing, automatically I become the destroyer of attachment. I have replaced attachment with unconditional love. What I receive from Baba is unconditional love. So ask yourself what it means to become embodiment of remembrance. All relationships and all attainments from Baba. When you have these two, there is no margin for my intellect to be attracted, to be pulled, to be influenced by any human being, any physical objects or any place. So there is something missing in my life. So during your stay in Madhuban, in this Brahmin life, check which relationship I am missing with Baba. Otherwise, whatever relationship you are missing, your intellect will be pulled towards that bodily relations. I will just tell you one secret. How you can check which relationship you are missing and where your attachment is. You know, when you sit in meditation, when you sit in yoga, at that time, you want to really get lost in Baba's remembrance, your aim. But then suddenly your intellect is pulled towards some object, some human being, some place. So that is exactly where your attachment is. If you don't have attachment to that person, that place, that object, your intellect will not be pulled. So you must catch your intellect. Why did it go to that person? Has Baba not given me that experience? Have I not experienced that love, that happiness from Baba? I am not. That is why my intellect is pulled. I remember Dadi Gulzar gave a class once. He said, there are only two places for our mind and intellect to go when we sit in yoga. Either the mind goes towards the relationship because of attachment. Maybe you don't have attachment with the Laukik relatives, but after coming to godly family, you got attached to divine relationship. That is even very difficult to identify. You know, though that was iron chain, you could identify, but this is like golden chain. So you need to catch yourself. Why did my intellect go? Or sometimes, you know, the intellect goes towards unfulfilled desires. There are some desires which are not fulfilled, so your intellect goes. So if I have all attainments from Baba and all relationships with Baba, I become totally detached. That means I love one and I love all. That is detachment. Detachment don't have preferences. It is non-judgmental. It is what we call non-judgmental, untouched. You know, you can see everything, you know everything, you do everything, but you are untouched by anything around you. That is why we always give the example of lotus flower. You know, loving and detached. You are there very much, but you are not affected. Your state of mind is not affected by what is happening with the person with whom you are related. See, Brahma Baba was a perfect example. Even on the last day when he became avyakt on the 18th of January, you know, all the senior dadis like Prakashmani Dadi was in front of him. And he loved those children very much. But because he loved them, he did not want their intellect to be pulled towards himself. So he was totally detached. And that is why he was able to reach karmati stage. So this is very, very important for us to check. Whenever we sit in yoga, where did my intellect go? You know, where did my intellect wander? So that is where my attachment is, and I have to replace that relationship with Baba. Once my intellect is fulfilled with Baba's love, unconditional love, I can share love with everyone without discrimination, without condition, without any kind of limitation, you know. I remember Jagdish Bhai used to say something. He used to tell us that you love everyone, you know, but don't love anyone more than you love Baba. Otherwise, what will happen? The person whom you love more than you love Baba, that person will be an obstacle in your yoga. So if a person comes between you and Baba in yoga, understand that you love that person more than you love Baba. Otherwise, nobody is allowed. And second thing he used to say, don't allow anyone to love you more than they love Baba. Otherwise, what will happen? You will go in between their yoga. So I need to make sure, you know, I don't misuse the word love. Love is not just an expression, emotional expression. It is actually accepting, understanding, forgiving, respecting. So detachment can be summarized in three words. You know, unconditional love, acceptance, and respect. So because in attachment it does not happen. Because you have expectation, you have disappointment, you get hurt, you take a lot of sorrow, and you worry. So this is why Baba wants us to become master oceans of love. You know, so of course, because we have been taking birth for 63 births from copper age, the sanskar of body consciousness is embedded in us to such an extent. So I need to work on practicing deepening my soul consciousness, first step, deepening your soul conscious practice. Secondly, having all relationships with Baba and all attainments from Baba, then only I can have unadulterated love, unadulterated remembrance. Then I am able to share that love with the world without any expectation, you know. And thirdly, what is very important to become embodiment of remembrance and destroy attachment is to change the word mine. You know, attachment always comes with mine. But replace the word mine into yours. Mera nahi, tera. Because now everything we say, this is mine, this is mine. You know, I remember one little story a mother was telling. Two mothers took their children one day to community center for playing, you know. After they finished the play, the mothers went to pick them up. One child was very sensible. So as soon as the mother came, he left all the toys and everything and he went back. But the other child was so possessive, he said, no, this toy is mine. This is mine. I want to take it back. he could not understand that that was only given to him for that time to play. You know, so the mother has to explain, you know, it's yours, but it does not belong to you. As long as you are playing, it is yours. Once you finish, it does not belong to you. So this is how we develop possessiveness. You know, on one side we say, God has given everything. You know, if God has given everything, if He wants you to give it back to Him, then why you cry? You know, He gave it to you and He takes it back. So remember, to destroy attachment, you have to change the word mine into yours. In other words, lead a life of a complete trustee. Very, very important. Unless I lead a life of a trustee, I cannot become free from attachment. Trustees don't have attachment, but they got responsibility. See, they got responsibility, but they don't have attachment. So you can have responsibility. Doesn't mean that you are destroying attachment means you are irresponsible. But you are a trustee. Nothing is mine. I am only a trustee to take care, caretaker. You know, when you are a caretaker consciousness, you will be more responsible than looking after your own children. And that is why Baba always inspires us to surrender our body, mind and wealth to Baba and use it as a trustee. Even the body is in trust. I don't need to have attachment with my body. What did Baba say other day? This body is the temple of God. So you have to keep it clean, right? You have to keep it clean so that God can use you as an instrument for His service. And so when I am able to recognize God, I am able to surrender myself and then become a trustee. What it means to be a trustee? Instead of being a householder always goes with attachment. Oh, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. But the trustee, nothing is mine. Everything is yours. Hands up. So it becomes easy for me to become embodiment of remembrance. Because even when you look at your body, this body is in trust. I died long ago. But this birth was given to me by God, and this belongs to God. This body belongs to God. You know, I am here for God's work. So every time you will remember the one who gives you the birth, the one who has given you as a trust. This body is in trust. Sometimes even Baba says, consider your household as a center. Consider your children as your students. Don't live in the home thinking, oh, it's a burden, karmic account. I have to settle karmic accounts with these souls. I don't know how long. So don't carry that burden on your head. Make your household into ashram. You know, look at them as your student and you are in the center. So in that consciousness, you will be handling them as God's children. So that means you will have more responsibility. You know, in attachment, sometimes it could be possible that you are not so responsible. But when you are a trustee, you will become more responsible. So the third important method that we need to put into practice to see, have I become a complete trustee. This is how Brahma Baba conquered attachment. He created a trust and he surrendered all his body, mind and wealth to the trust. Finish. Nothing is mine, you know. And then it was easy for Baba to live and take care of himself and take care of others. So the first step is to practice, deepen my soul consciousness, become embodiment of soul consciousness before becoming the embodiment of remembrance, unconditional love, unadulterated remembrance, accurately linked in yoga with Baba. There should be no leakage in the link. No, leakage always comes in the form, three forms. One is leakage in the form of influence of others. The second leakage is actually depending on the objects. You know, sometimes we don't have attachment with people, but we have attachment with objects. You know, non-living things. Just imagine, you know, to have attachment with living being is one thing, but to have attachment with non-living things, that is really something that we need to work on. And that is why Baba calls it as sadhana. You know, use the facilities that you have. There is nothing wrong, but don't depend on the facilities. So how do you know you depend on the facilities you have? When you use any facility that you have with the thought, I like it. You know, when you are using something, any facilities, with the thought, I like it very much, whether eating food or in the company of somebody, anything. So when you don't have it, your mind and intellect fluctuates. It's like you become supportless. You take that support. So this is why Baba says these facilities are foundationless. It's not going to be there permanently. It is going to go. But by all means use it now, but not with the thought, I like it. Because that is a trap. It will make me fail in my final paper. I think all of us know that, right? Our final question is the same for all of us, right? Become embodiment of soul consciousness and conqueror of attachment in 1 second. So those of us who pass in 1 second will pass with honor. And where and when the test is going to come to us, we don't know. It can come to anyone at any time. You know, I will be tested for my attachment. I will be tested for my embodiment of remembrance at any time. So we should be ever ready. No, that is why Baba says, lead a life like lotus. Untouched. I like this word very much. Untouched. See everything, hear everything, you know, do everything, but untouched. Nyara, nyara. So that means you don't register anything. You know, now what happens, we are still working on sense organs. We see something, we take the photo of it, we hear something, we record it, it keeps repeating in our yoga, the images comes in our yoga. But it should not happen. I like one thing Mohini Ben said in one of the classes. Not only we need to practice silence of the mind, we need to practice silence of the eyes. We need to practice silence of the ears. We need to practice silence of the mind so that I am able to detach myself in a second, you know, and I am able to fly to Baba at any time, no matter what situation we are in. So this practice of coming into the body and going beyond the body in a second is very, very important, you know. So the practice of being a trustee, He helps us in our relationship. And the fourth important thing, subtle attachment we develop in Brahmin life is with our own specialities. You know, attachment with our own specialities, with our own virtues, whatever, my virtue, my specialities, my planning intellect. No, as Baba said this morning in the blessing, you know, whatever I say is right, you know. So that kind of attachment to my specialities also has to be renounced. It is important to identify my speciality, because each one of us have one speciality or the other. All of us are special souls, but we must, you know, offer that speciality, surrender that speciality to Baba and make it as a holy food. Just like you buy fruits from the market, go to the temple, keep it in front of the idol and it becomes prasad, holy food. And you come and distribute to everyone. So the same thing, I offer my speciality to God and then let it become holy prasad. And then I distribute that as God's gift to everyone. So I am not attached. You know, even when you are attached to your speciality, you take a lot of sorrow. You compare yourself with others. I remember one brother sharing his experience when Dadi Janki was there. I have so many specialities, Dadi, but here they don't use my specialities. No, Dadi said, you should ask yourself why. Because you have the ego of your specialities. And if Baba will use your specialities with arrogance, Baba will have headache. So Baba leaves you alone until you realize. So we must identify the specialities, but not get attached to it. You offer it to Baba and let Baba use it whenever he wants. You know, he knows that I am there, I have this speciality and he will use it. You know, sometimes people get even attached to the departments they are working. Wonderful thing I have seen. You know, in some centers, in some countries, they are given certain departments to look after. And slowly, slowly they get attached to the department. But that is also not good. And some souls even take sustenance from the departments they are serving through or the service they are doing. And they get attached to such an extent that if somebody is given that responsibility, they have a question in their mind. What role do I have here? Nothing to do now. You know, one sister was telling Mohini Ben like that. Mohini Ben, you have already given my department to so and so. I don't have anything else to do. I can go now. But Mohini Ben said, but you must understand the significance. Baba wants you to do something more higher. You know, it's a promotion. It's Baba wants you to do something higher than what you are doing. If you realize that, you would not say that. You know, this subtle attachment with our specialities, our department, our service, also deprive us from becoming embodiment of remembrance. Because sometimes we are sitting in yoga, we are not having yoga, we are analyzing. Oh, why that person did like this to me? I did so much, they never appreciated what I did. Why I have all those expectations? So I just need to become free from these subtle threads of attachment. Many Brahmins don't have gross attachment, tell you honestly. They have conquered attachment with the bodily relations, gross attachment, but there are still subtle strings of attachment. And that is why sometimes there is sorrow. So I think, you know, one way of checking, removing that strings of attachment also is to delete the consciousness of my name from my sanskara. You know, the name is, say, I am Meera, so the Meera should die. It's only the name of the body. If I hang on to that and move along in this Brahmin life, it is like a tail hanging around. Every now and then, it becomes an obstacle. So have the aim this time, this year, to delete, kill the consciousness of the subtle consciousness of the body, that I don't appear anymore. No, I am only a soul and I see everyone else as a soul. No, to dissolve the consciousness of the body to such an extent is called embodiment of remembrance. So that is why in Mahabharata, they show that Pandavas won the Mahabharata war and they went on the top of the Himalaya mountain and got melted. It's not true that happened. What Baba says is, to melt the consciousness of the body is as high destination as climbing Himalaya mountain. So don't take it for granted. I am a soul, I know, so I am soul conscious. And I am Baba's child, I always remember only Baba. So don't take it for granted. We have to consciously make a practice, attention to keep the awareness. So when my awareness of the soul is constant, Baba's remembrance will follow automatically. So, when I am soul conscious, whom will I remember? The only one soul is the Supreme Soul. And if I have all relationships and all attainments, I embody the remembrance. No? So, to become embodiment of remembrance is like becoming Master God. So, just like God is detached and loving, we will also become detached and loving. And so, I think now it is the time to reveal God through the essence of the real Gita. You know, we don't need to talk about Gita knowledge, but our life can be the essence of Gita so that people can see that I have only love and no attachments. So it is only giving, giving and giving. In attachment, there is also expectation. But because in love, there is no expectation, there is no disappointment, just like a flower, it doesn't have any disappointment if somebody don't take fragrance. And it is not having attachment if somebody takes lot of fragrance. It is doing its job. So just remember, I am a being of love. I am love. I am the child of ocean of love. I constantly radiate love. So that will automatically help you to replace attachment and bring Baba's remembrance into your life. So I think these five steps will definitely help us to become the essence and prepare ourselves for the final paper. Now, as Jagdish Bhai used to say, in Laukik school, students don't know the question in advance, but they know the place where they are going to have exam and they know the date of the exam, but they don't know the question. So they can be careless, right? But for us, we don't know the date. we don't know the place, but we know the question. So we have to be prepared, right? Ever ready. Anywhere, question will be the same, place and date for each one of us will be different. So we have to be ever ready to answer the essence of Baba's knowledge, so that even though we have come last, we can go fast and become first. So let us experiment for the next half an hour how we can dive deep into being the embodiment of remembrance, unadulterated remembrance, and unadulterated love. What I would like to request all of you to do is close the three doors. There are four doors to your mind. So every time you sit in yoga, make sure you shut the three doors and keep one way, so all thoughts can move in one direction. One door is the consciousness of the body. Shut it, lock it. No need to think about it. Second door is the consciousness of bodily relations. That's also not necessary. And thirdly, worldly objects. Don't do any window shopping sitting here. Right? Sometimes it does happen. So shut that door also. So only one door open, one way, and that is Baba. So mind and intellect will just move in that direction, and I am able to dive deep into the remembrance and become embodiment of God's virtues, God's qualities. So let us experiment being the embodiment of remembrance by going deep into soul conscious practice and connecting ourselves with Baba, the source of all relations and all qualities. I allow myself to sit comfortably, relaxed. I turn my mind within me. I make sure all the three doors of my mind are closed. I am aware I am a point of light, a tiny point of shining star in the center of my forehead. I, the soul, I am the master of my body, the vehicle. I can come into the body or go beyond the body as I wish. In 1 second. I move away from this body, my vehicle. I see myself floating beyond this body, moving beyond the elements of matter. Moving beyond the subtle region, into the dimension of golden red light. I, the being of light, I have come home. I am in my sweet silent home. In this eternal home of golden red light, I see myself in the presence of Shiv Baba, the Supreme Light. I come very close. Baba, the Supreme Light, is radiating so much light. I absorb the light of peace emerging from the ocean of peace. I absorb the rays of love emerging from the ocean of love. Baba, the all-powerful one, is showering me with all his powers. In the presence of Baba, I become equal to the Father, Master Almighty, Master Ocean of Love and Peace. Baba, is my Father, one who sustains me with his inheritance. Baba, as my teacher, fills me with his wisdom. I experience the guidance of Satguru Baba. My friend gives comfort to my heart. experience intimate relationship with Baba as my beloved. As I begin to taste the sweetness of all relationships with Baba, I am lost. I am lost in the ocean of God's love. Experiencing unconditional, unlimited love. Me and my Baba and another. This experience of being merged in God's love, I feel myself full and complete. All my desires are fulfilled. Stay in this experience of being lost in one. Being merged in one. Let these vibrations of God's love and light radiate out into the world. I am enjoying being with my beloved. My sweetest father, my friends, after a long time. We are combined. I promise you, to keep your company and hands at all times I am yours. You are mine. I am yours. You are mine. Stay in this incorporeal seed stage in Parandham with Baba in your eternal form, eternal qualities equal to Baba. I am experiencing super sensuous joy. Bliss. Being in the company of the highest, the most elevated being. Happiness beyond senses. Light upon light. In silence. I have become the tower of silence. Thank you.
Enjoy these moments. Being lost, being one with my beloved. I keep hearing the words echoing. You are mine. I am yours. You are mine. You belong to me. I belong to you. The light and might I'm receiving from Baba. Radiates out into the whole world. Touching each and every soul, even the elements of matter. I enjoy being with Baba in the soul world. As a tiny point of light merged in the supreme light. experiencing. Sweet silence. In my home.